Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again, as you have for years. And we're so grateful that you keep on listening. It is marvelous for us and for all of the folks that we deal with. You know, one of the things we enjoy doing is something called our Small Business Spotlight, where we take businesses all over the globe, really, and highlight what it is that they do. And this adventure started nearly a year ago when I met Kelsey Zeman's father in Mobile, Alabama. That's how wild this gets, how we negotiate these things. Kelsey has a couple of businesses, and we're going to dig into that right now. Kelsey, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So you have two businesses going on.
Correct.
And you're based out of Des Moines, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about those two entities.
Yeah. So in 2015, I started Kelsey Zeman Artistry, which is a service-based business, and I offer makeovers for weddings, special events, TV, film, and production work.
Okay.
And I grew that business.
Let me stop you right there. With regard to makeup services, mm-hmm. in Des Moines, Iowa, mm-hmm. for television, movies, how much work can there be?
There actually is quite a bit. So there's Meredith Corporation here, and then we are also quite a big hub for any political candidates that come through. So I keep pretty busy with those things during the week.
So with Meredith, of course, that's a huge international publishing house. You work with their models?
Yep, I do a lot with All Recipes Magazine, Better Homes and Gardens, just anything that they ask me for makeup-wise, I will do.
And can you tell us what candidates you've worked on?
Yep, I've worked with Marianne Williamson, Joe Biden, I've worked with Susan Woodruff.
Really? How nice.
Yeah. So.
and one of the things that I've found, because I've interviewed both, Vice President Biden as well as Marianne Williamson.
Yes.
And you find, when you're working closely with them like this, mm-hmm. you find that they're really regular people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Okay, Kelsey, so you have the makeup services mm-hmm. where you're creating a look for your clients, and then you started something else.
Yes. So I went to Drake, and I got my degree in marketing and entrepreneurship,
uh-huh.
and I was in a capstone class there where we were really challenged to create a different business idea, and started kind of looking at what people were asking for, and developed this lipstick tube and ended up filing a utility patent for that.
A lipstick tube.
Correct.
Not the lipstick,
yep.
but the tube.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Now you've got me. How is, what, tell us about that.
Yeah. So I've also worked in a retail setting of cosmetics for mm-hmm. about 15 years, and I get a lot of clients coming in asking for coordinating colors of lip liner and lipstick. So
there you go.
The pencil you put on first, an outline, and then you go in and fill it in with the lipstick.
Which
and
is exactly what I asked my bride about. Why do you do that? What are you doing with those two things? And she, got it.
Yeah, so it prolongs the wear, and it just helps it go on a little bit nicer.
Right.
And it seemed so obvious to me that they should be sold together. So... yeah, duh. So I invented a lipstick tube that essentially has the lip liner clipped into the side of it.
Oh.
And it fits a standard size pencil, so you can customize it if you'd like, but it just takes the guesswork out of what to shop for and what to put together.
So the two items are carried together.
Correct.
All right. Because you've got both of these ends covered, mm-hmm. you're an artist as well as a manufacturer
mm-hmm.
now. And this is a silly question, but I'm a guy. What do I know, right? Do people use different colors?
Absolutely, people use different colors.
I mean, one a lip liner, one the lipstick, or can no?
You should use coordinating colors of lipstick and lip liner, but some people like it a little darker, some people like it a little lighter.
All right.
So you can customize if you would like, but I will put suggested pairings together.
So your creation on the practical realm of this mm-hmm. was to create a lipstick tube and holder for the lip liner.
Correct.
All right. so, and who sells it? How's that going? What's What's the program there?
So the utility patent actually just passed in September of 2019. Thank you. So I started working with a company on creating the mold, and then I also reached out to a lab to start developing the formula. So it's actually not for sale yet on the lipstick and lip liner, but I have started making other cosmetics in the meantime, and they're all focused on simplifying the beauty routine and really empowering women to, you know, be able to get ready faster and find things easier and just simplify the routine.
When you take a look at your potential universe out there, you must have done some looking. Okay, so my customers would be, and what do you think? How many bazillion are there?
The cosmetics market is very, very large and continues to grow. And actually, it's one of the only industries in a recession that actually doesn't see a hit. Mm. So people will actually go in and buy a lipstick during a recession because it makes them feel better. It's a small purchase that keeps their spirits up. But my artistry business works with over 1,000 clients a year right now, just in the Des Moines area between myself and my artists. Yep. So my goal is to sell it face-to-face to clients so that they have touch-up products, and then also introduce it online, which I have just over 12,000 followers online that I can submit that to.
And but the universe is so much larger.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just everybody out there. Yes. Will you sell just in the United States, or will you want to take this global?
I would love to take it global. Initially, I am starting just in the United States, but I absolutely, within 5 years, want to have a full line that does have global recognition.
Right. Now, we want to make certain that, because you just tipped it off, we want to make certain people understand that this is just not you doing the makeup. You have other employees working with you, yes?
Yep. I have 6 artists that work with me, and I think 3 of those have worked with me for the past 4 years. And I'm looking at adding another 2 on this year.
So this is, ladies and gentlemen, what you're listening to, this is a stable business. You just need to know that. All right. Training to be an artist. What do you have to do? I mean, is that cosmetology school, or is it just self-taught?
So there are a couple different routes. I actually studied a little bit at the Makeup Forever Academy in New York and got my technical skill there for editorial and bridal makeup. And then I've come back and kind of taught my team. But you can go either route. You can go and get a cosmetology license, or you can just kind of start working at it and take classes like I did at Makeup Forever and build from there.
Were you artistically empowered before you started this? I mean, did you draw and paint and do those things?
Yes, actually, I joke about it now in any of my pitch competitions that I do. I have a picture of my dad. This is actually the first person I ever put makeup on when he was asleep on his recliner when I was like 8 years old.
Yeah, okay. So
it wasn't great. I've come a long ways, but...
I'm sure that he thought so, too.
Oh, yeah, he loved it.
Her name is Kelsey Zeman, ladies and gentlemen. KZA is the brand name. She's got 2 businesses. One is an artistic development where she does makeup for tons of people, and also KZA Cosmetics, where she has created this lip liner / lipstick tube. But there's more there, isn't there?
Yes. So my entire goal with the brand actually is to help provide education for women. So I waited until I was like 25 to start to go to college. And I think it was in college that I really met some great mentors that helped me and pushed me basically to have a completely different career path than I ever thought that I would. You know, if you'd asked me 5 years ago if I would have thought I'd have my own cosmetics line and a studio and a team of artists, I would have said absolutely not, you know.
But what made that change? How did that happen?
You know, I think it really was a couple of great teachers and mentors that I met that helped me realize that anything is possible. So one of my favorite things to do now is to go in and work with younger girls and show them that anything is possible. So once I start getting the sales of the lipsticks, I'm going to take a percentage of those profits and actually go in and work with girls on creating cosmetics and show them how exciting, you know, the STEM field can be, and pair it with something that they maybe wouldn't have normally looked into with the cosmetics. And I think it's something they'll be excited about, and it might push them into a completely different career path than they ever thought.
That's an interesting correlation between makeup and STEM.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine those do.
They do.
Complement each other,
absolutely.
Don't they?
Absolutely.
Because first of all, you have to have the science and the mm-hmm. engineering. Yeah, mm-hmm. it all makes sense.
Yes.
Who would have thought, right?
Yep. And that's been one of my favorite things with the brand is actually going in and developing the formulas and working with my lab and my chemists on that has been fantastic.
Huh. I'm amazed.
Yeah.
You know, well, first of all, we all know, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to this, and we Kelsey Zeman is our guest. And you all know if you go into department stores or there are some specialty stores out there, and it's row after row after row after row of beauty products and makeups and all kinds of things to make people look better. And so it must be a huge opportunity for mm-hmm. business. All right, so lots of times people take an inordinate amount of time to get ready to go anywhere, mm-hmm. okay? And you're a professional in this. How long does it take you to get going to look this way?
Yep. So I've had my face my whole life, so I've, right. I've got it down pretty good.
Good answer.
Yeah, I would say I can get ready in probably a good, 20, 25 minutes.
Ah.
So.
Now, do people change their routines? I mean, for example, if somebody has been doing the same thing with their makeup for, 10, 15, 20 years, do they ever change their routine or are they pretty much stuck into that mold?
They absolutely change their routine. So one of the biggest pivots I've seen in my business is a lot more mature client that is going to schedule a makeup lesson with me and my team because they have changed, their skin has changed, their hair has changed, and they want to learn what they can do to feel the best when they, walk out the door every morning.
Yeah, so actually changing the routine, do they change mm-hmm. colors as well? And yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So,
really?
Your skin changes all the time.
Sure.
And then, with seasons and with your skin coloring and things like that, you do need to look at changing products and colors that are going to help best, pop your best features.
What's the best thing that anyone listening can do to preserve their skin?
Well, you need to have a good skincare routine. So I would say the number one thing would be, washing your face every night and then moisturizing and drinking lots of water. So staying hydrated.
There you go. When you get everything rocking and rolling, you showed me some... What, lip gloss, too? Is that something else you've got?
Yep, so the lip gloss is done, and I'm selling it right now. I actually just got it done last week, so I'm working on completing the website.
Well, which this is new, right?
Yeah, it's brand new.
Do you sleep, Kelsey?
Not very much.
Yeah, right.
But that's okay.
Because the rewards are somewhere.
Yes.
Do you travel around on the makeup side of the business, on the artistry side?
Mm-hmm.
I intimated that you may be working here in the greater Des Moines, Iowa metro, but do you travel as well?
I do travel. I tend to keep within the Midwest, but I have had requests to go, out of state. It hasn't worked out because I usually book out about a year and a half or two in advance.
What?
So it's very hard to travel, but yep.
Well, you're that busy.
I am. Yes. I'm indefinitely every Saturday at least booked through, I would say October 2020. So...
Wow. All right. When you're doing, okay, we've got these two businesses, mm-hmm. the small business spotlight, ladies and gentlemen. One is a product side, and the other is the makeup or artistry side. I think it's interesting that we call it an artistry side, mm-hmm. but it really is.
It is.
Which one do you enjoy the most?
Ooh. That's a tough question, but I would say it is the cosmetics business that I enjoy the most because I really enjoy the business side of things, and I really enjoy a good challenge. And it's something that I was told from the start that's too competitive, and I wouldn't be able to do it.
Too competitive?
Yes.
I would imagine it was competitive.
It is competitive, but yeah. I like a good competition.
Yeah.
I'm in.
What about the future? Mm-hmm. What do you see down the line? I mean, you've been doing this for 4 or 5 years now, mm-hmm. Developed a product in the phase of starting to sell that. Are there other products on the horizon that you've got cooking in the back of your mind?
Yes, I
have. I would imagine so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who can make a living on two things, right? Two or three things.
Yeah. I'm going to branch out on what seems to be the obvious options to start with of what people use mostly. So, foundations, mascaras, the things that people tend to go through a little quicker and the more popular items and then branch out from there. But initially, it's going to be the lip products. okay. that start the brand.
How does one because there are so many products already mm-hmm. out there, Kelsey, how do you get a toehold mm-hmm. in this?
Yeah. So I think the key thing that differentiates me is that I've worked in the industry for over 15 years mm-hmm. and I actually took a spreadsheet and wrote down all the products that clients were using, what they liked about them, what they didn't like about them, made a spreadsheet of the ingredients that were in those products, compared them, and then tested them on my clients that I was doing artistry with to get active feedback during the development. So I have put my entire, you know, heart into making sure that I'm creating something that is really going to feel good, look good, wear, be good for you, and be easy to shop for.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't know, I just know this, mm-hmm. and perhaps you can share with me what the reality is. The cosmetics industry, perfume industry, mm-hmm. Fragrance industry, have all been taken to task recently because of animal experimentation. Mm-hmm. Is that a truth story?
It is a true story, and my brand is cruelty-free. So we do not test on animals. I like to say that we are cruelty plus, tested on men, not animals. So
step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Men first, if you want to just go ahead and get tested on this. So that is an issue out there with
Absolutely.
Many people.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's become a bigger issue in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. And one thing you'll find, actually, I think a lot of the cosmetics that are sold in mainland China, they are government required to be tested on animals before they are sold. So that is one of the reasons, too, that I'm selling in the U.S. and not outside of the U.S. But I think that is something that is hopefully changing. And, you know, there's no reason for animals to be hurt to make sure that
somebody
that,
else looks good.
Yes.
Yeah, or smells good.
Yes.
Her name is Kelsey Zeman, ladies and gentlemen. KZA is the business, and we will have, once the website is done, mm-hmm. we will have links out there to that so that you can see more about what Kelsey's doing. Well, congratulations. This has really been interesting for me.
Thank you.
Because this is a side of the world I know nothing about, you know, clearly. What are you doing with those two pencil things? Anyway, okay. And now we know.
Now you know.
Now we know. Kelsey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me.